the morning when I arise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can't have all this world. Give me Jesus. And when I am alone, oh, and when I am alone, and when I give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can't have all this world, give me Jesus. And when I come to die, and when I come to die, and when I
words.
And when I am alone, and when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus,
you're all we need. We just thank you so much. Something we're going to pray for tonight is something our Cornerstone family is needing really badly, and that's healing in our marriages. We started a mentoring program because there are so many that are having so many problems. So, Heavenly Father, we enter your gates with thanksgiving, and we come into your courts with praise in the holy name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the marriages of our Cornerstone Church. Yes. Heavenly Father, according to Ephesians 1:17 through 23, please give each marriage a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Yes. We ask you to strengthen our marriages with might through Christ Jesus, that through faith Christ may dwell in our hearts, so that we're rooted and grounded in love and humbly express that love toward one another in marriages. We claim all the will and destiny of God for each of us to have fruitful marriages, yes, that reflect you, Jesus Christ, as husband. Jesus, you established the institution of marriage, giving us yourself as the perfect example of marriage, the sacrificial husband to the bride of Christ. Yes. Help us to know you face to face and reflect you. Help us to stand steadfast and walk upright in your precepts. Help us to be instruments of righteousness, serving your kingdom for the glory of God. Help us to be affectionate with godly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. Yes.
Revitalize our relationship with you and to each other. Help us to practice love and practice mercy and justice as you are our example. Help us not to walk in our feelings, but instead in faith, based upon the work that you have already done in us in the truth of the Word of God. And help us to be still and know that you are God. And God, you are in control in our marriages. And nothing is too difficult for you to mend and heal. Help us to follow your will, your way, your high calling in Jesus Christ. We plead the blood over our marriages. And Heavenly Father, we know that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, each of us must put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So, Heavenly Father, I ask that each of us will hear your voice today for our marriages according to John 10:16, that we will not be deceived in any area, and that you will speak through us to our marriages, that we will follow you and set a clear path for our families to follow. We pray that our eyes of our understanding be enlightened, so we may know the hope of our calling of Jesus Christ and the riches of the glory of his inheritance for the saints. Yes. We thank you for the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe according to the working of your mighty power. We claim the fullness of your will for our lives and our marriages in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him.
Praise you, praise.
In the holy name of Jesus Christ, we come, Father, to you in behalf of the finances for the Cornerstone families. So many, many needs in our church family for finances, Lord. Yes. And according to Deuteronomy and Ephesians, we pray that you will overtake us with blessings and restore back everything the enemy has devoured. Your word says you will supply all of our needs according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And beloved, I wish above that all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power to obtain wealth, that he may establish his covenant with us. So, dear Lord, help us to take these promises as our own, knowing that you are the giver of all good gifts. And dear Lord Jesus, crown us with your loving kindness and tender mercies. Satisfy our mouths with good things. Your word says in 2 Corinthians 9:6-8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward us, that ye, always being sufficient in all things, may abound to every good work. And help us, O Lord, to have all sufficiency, that our works would prosper your kingdom. We come boldly before your throne of grace to find mercy and grace in time of need. Yes. You are our Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider, our strength to the knee. And Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus and on the authority of your word, we call our debts paid in full. Debts, we speak to you in the name of Jesus, be paid and be gone. Dematerialize and cease to exist. We now declare that all of our debts, our mortgages, and our notes are paid in full, canceled and dissolved. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you that all your blessings will come on us because we hear and obey your voice. Help us to be still and know that you are God and are in control, even our finances.
Yes.
Thank you. That blessed is the fruit of our bodies, which is our children. Blessed is the fruit of the ground, which is our possessions. Blessed is the fruit of our cattle, which is our businesses. Blessed is the increase of our kin, our prosperity.
Yes.
And blessed are the flocks of our sheep,
Hallelujah.
Those that we have authority over. Blessed is our basket and our store, which is our finances. And Lord, you have commanded blessings on us, our storehouse, and all that we have set our hands to, if we will live and worship and obey you, Lord.
You
have blessed us in the land that you have given us. And according to Deuteronomy 8:18, we shall believe that those things which we saith shall come to pass.
Yes.
And we shall have whatsoever we saith. So we pray these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ with faith and thanksgiving.
Yes.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and Friend, who would have thought that a Lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You
A little bit longer prayer tonight for the sick and affirmed, because that's why we're here tonight, is for the healing of our bodies. And Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, first we thank you for being our healer, our Jehovah Rapha, according to Exodus 15:26. And we come to unite in behalf of our sick, our infirmed, and the chronically ill. And we declare that you are our health, healing, and soundness in and over us. And we have the healing of God, for by your stripes we are healed. And you said, whatever we ask, according to your will, we will receive. And we realize and we claim tonight, it is your will, Father, for our healing. And Father, we ask, send your Holy Spirit and holy angels to take charge, surround, and protect everyone within our listening voice. Release the fullness of your Spirit to flood the vacated places occupied by sickness and oppression.
released your healing virtue, your miracle anointing that breaks every yoke. For your word says the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the spirit and from the sin of law and death. Father, your word says God forgives all of our iniquities and heals all of our diseases. Lord, it's written in your word that if I cry out to you, you will heal me. Lord, it is written in your word that you will take away from me all sicknesses. It is written, by his stripes I am healed. It is written, you, Lord, will bring me health and healing. It is written, Lord, your word says that my healing shall spring forth speedily. It is written, Heavenly Father, that if we remember and bless the poor, that you will keep us alive and that you will raise us up off our sick beds and heal our diseases. Lord, you said in Proverbs that if I depart from evil, I would have health to my flesh and strength to my bones. Lord, you said if I serve you, you will take away sickness from me. Your word says if I cry out to you, oh Lord, you will heal me. It is written that my body is healthy and strong and not plagued by human ills. It is written that you will send your word to heal me, and your word will not return void, and that you will rescue me from the grave. It is written you will heal the broken heart and bind up the wounds. It is written, Lord, you bring health and healing, and I will enjoy abundant peace and security. It is written, Heavenly Father, in your word in Malachi, that you will rebuke the devourer for my sake. It is written that the afflictions of the righteous are many, but you will deliver us from all of them. It is written, Father, your word says you will strengthen my bones, my weak hands, and strengthen my feeble knees. It is written, Lord, you will heal and come and heal me. It is written, you, Lord, will heal our sicknesses and diseases. It says in the Bible, if I listen to the voice of the Lord and do as right in his eyes, he heals me. Father, you said the Lord is merciful to me in my weakness and heals me. Your word says I will not die but live and will proclaim what the Lord has done. It is written, God has seen my ways, he will heal me and restore my comfort. It is written, in Christ I live and have it to the fullest. Now we release our faith and believe for our healing, knowing that even a small amount of faith as a mustard seed can work miracles. And in the name of Jesus, we pray for deliverance, for total freedom, total liberty. Jesus, you say where two or three are gathered in your name, you will hear us and you will answer us. So as a corporate body, we pray for total healing over every evil, wicked demon, every lying, perverse, unclean, foul, demonic spirit and strong man that has their messengers that's trying to bring sickness to us. And Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over all from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We pray against sickness, against disease, against destructive organisms, bacteria, MRSA, viruses, fungi, infirmities, afflictions, infections, inflammations, abnormal cells, radical cells, abnormal growths, radical growths, all cancers, all tumors and disorders of any kind in every single cell and every living body that is in our hearing voice tonight. Release into us your healing virtue in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you to give divine healing and divine health, wholeness and newness of life, according to John 16:23, in the name of the Holy One, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to release within this place the manifestations of these divine miracles in our sick, our infirmed, our chronically ill. Yes. And in return, we present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to you, which is our reasonable service, to testify of your loving grace and mercy and power and love. For Lord, you are Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our shepherd, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer, Jehovah Sabbath, the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. You are the God of our comfort, the God of all grace, the God of all hope, and the God of peace. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for it is written in Psalms 103 that we will not forget all of your benefits. You forgave all of our sins and have healed all of our diseases. You have redeemed our lives from destruction. Lord Jesus, we ask you to do all of these things according to John 14:14, and to God be the glory. And in the name of Jesus, we claim healing in this house tonight. Healing.
finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God speak. In the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, all that I need is to be with you. And in the quiet, hear your voice, the word of God speak, which you poured out like rain, washing your majesty, be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know. You're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God speak. I'm finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay. Lord Jesus, we come before you. Thank you for your word. Not just the written word, but the personal words that you speak to us. You're not just a God of yesterday. You're alive and walking beside us every day. We have the access to speak to you and for you to speak back to us and tell us not just what's in your word, but what's on your mind for us. And Father, we thank you that we can come to you with our problems and you'll reveal your truth to us. We thank you that you say in your word that you'll fight for us and you'll give us peace. And also in Philippians, that you'll see us through until the day of Christ. So we thank you for your word, your written word, and your spoken word. We ask you to rain down your word to us tonight. In Jesus' name.